This is the BitSmack podcast for December 15th, 2005.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, it's BitSmack Weekly. I'm your host, RC, and with me is Goes.
Yo.
And K-Dog.
Hi.
K-Dog's coming on to our audience.
How you doing? So, I'm back after not being on last week. I thought Undeclared Rider did a very good job, though.
And since we got some response in the mailbag and stuff, I think he did better than you.
Yeah, actually, we've gotten more responses this week than any other podcast.
So,
any other of our podcasts or any podcast in the world?
Any podcast in the world.
It's amazing how much I can insult our audience and they still come back for more.
Well, there was big news back at November 21st. I forgot to play this for us. Play this for the podcast then, but just listen.
Here's a big hint for you. Oh, that's right. Dallas. That was what I was looking for. Ryan Collins knew that. Ryan picks up a $4 gift certificate from Jitter's Coffee Shop because it was on this date, 1980, the largest TV audience ever. An estimated 83 million people watched as Sue Ellen's sister, Kristen Shepherd, shot J.R. Ewing on Dallas. The jilted mistress was last seen holding the smoking gun after a summer of viewers asking the haunting question, who shot J.R.? 80% of all viewers watched the show, so congratulations, Ryan
Collins. All right,
Collins,
it's getting a little long.
Ryan picks up that Jitter's gift certificate as the Edward Jones morning trivia for knowing it was Dallas.
She said my name twice, so I wanted to play it again.
Oh, gosh.
83 million people saw Dallas. That
and
episode.
You were up against probably six other people for that contest.
It's 6:30 in the morning, and I heard it, and I had the contacts I can sleep in. I crawl over to the bed. I can't see anything, because when you first open your eyes, it's all blurry, so I'm blindly stabbing at the phone.
You stab your phone? You sleep with a knife next to your bed?
Do you have the radio station in as the poison control button on the phone?
No, our phone in the bedroom doesn't have that. I need to add that.
It doesn't have the poison control button?
No. But I was doing some research. I was in sixth grade. Why was I even watching this stuff to even know about who shot JR?
Because there was only like five TV shows on at the time, so that's pretty much what everybody was talking about.
Well, and this is how good the networks were back then. The fourth season started at the beginning of November, and you had been waiting all summer to know who shot JR. They didn't even tell you for another three episodes into the new season.
It was about like who shot Mr. Burns, except they told their watchers.
I heard that that the Dallas JR, it wasn't even leaked onto the internet first. People had to wait until the show actually aired.
Nice. Okay, BitSmack mailbag. We have some voicemail. Let me play that first. Here it is.
Since you guys just weren't getting anything in your mailbag, you guys have to talk about Guitar Hero. Anyway, bye.
Thank you, mystery caller.
Succinct to the point. I know nothing about Guitar Hero, except I'm assuming it...
It has to do with the guitar?
Yeah. And being a hero. Billy.
Well, you don't actually wear a cape in the game. Although it'd be cool if it was packaged with a cape. Maybe when Red Octane does the second one, it'll come with a cape.
So how is it compared to playing real guitar?
Oh, it's just like it, even though I've never played real guitar before, but I played Guitar Freaks and Guitar Hero.
The controller is a big ripoff of the Guitar Freaks, which is a Japanese game. But well, the actual screen looks different, right?
Since I rule like at Tony Hawk, I figure I can rule at just skateboarding in general in real life.
Yeah, if you can play Guitar Hero, then you can actually play the guitar in real life also.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to rock. Well,
just about as good as you can dance, right, K-Dog?
K-Dog
hey,
and
DDR rock. Taught me how to dance, so.
K-Dog and rock doesn't belong in the same sentence.
Well, actually, Guitar Hero was published by Red Octane. And they made a All right, and it uses a plastic guitar, and it's got five buttons on it. It's
well,
got
now you're just reading what I copy
thing.
And pasted from a website.
I was going to, and then I realized I don't really understand much of what you wrote, because you don't know what you're talking about most of the time.
Even
but...
though it's published by Red Octane, it wasn't made by them. It was made by Harmonix.
It was developed by Harmonix, yes. Right. The people who developed
Karaoke
Revolution, Amplitude, and Frequency. And if they had any other games, I'm not sure about them. So why don't you call in and rip on me for not knowing the other games Harmonix made, you jerks.
Our other piece of mail from LG. Let's read part of this because it makes us sound really good. Merry Christmas, guys. And since people complain about me having the computer read it, I'll read it. Merry Christmas, oh, guys. I listen to a lot of podcasts at work, and I think yours is probably my favorite one. A few episodes ago, one of you asked if Guild Wars got better after the first several hours of playing. According to Tycho at Penny Arcade, the first map is more of a training area, and it gets much better after that. You can read his post here at pennyarcade.com.
That would have been really useful information, except that I got back into Warcraft, so...
Well, let
that
me borrow
really
your
useful
Guild
information,
Wars,
except I'm anti-Guild Wars.
Well, let me borrow it so I can play it.
You can borrow mine.
Okay, LG continues. I thought your podcast should have its own Christmas carol, so here you go. Probably the only podcast to have one. And it's Bitsmack and the Red Goes podcast. And even though he didn't put it on with what song it goes with, I'm assuming it goes with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No way.
I thought it was Jingle Bells.
Are we going to sing it?
No, we don't sing. I have a cold. I can't.
We'll put the lyrics up. That's the first for Bitsmack. We've never gotten somebody writing us songs.
And maybe, I like that song. Bitsmack's back. All right.
And maybe we just got this.
What about Bitsmack? Podcast is over.
Maybe I'll get a chance to put it to some music before next week.
All right, let's go into news.
Oh, and we're supposed to talk about Serenity.
Who said that?
It's at the bottom of the LG.
Hey, it's coming out on DVD here on the 20-something.
He said,
December.
We'll talk about that down in reviews.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, so what are we
moving
doing
on?
Now? News. You is this your first time? I thought this was a hilarious article. A lot of people, it's Christmas time, and a lot of people might think, hey, now's a good time to help the economy by buying a foreign-made HDTV. Well, this article actually talks about how out of all the people that buy HDTVs, only about half of them are taking full advantage of the HDTV. by either not having an HD cable box or not having any kind of a tuner box. They just think that when they plugged it in, it looks better than their old TV, so that must be in high def.
That doesn't surprise me at all, but I was wondering, they don't mention using the component video inputs for DVDs.
Yeah, they said that like out of... like half the people are not watching TV in high def, and half of that half, so a quarter of the people that have an HD TV think they are watching TV in HD, but actually aren't. Like they either don't have they. Most of them, it has all the statistics in here, but 28% did not get any cable box that's capable of HD TV channels.
Now, here's the best quote out of it. 23% of HD TV owners did not invest in special equipment to watch HD TV channels because a message at the beginning of the programs they watch tells them that those programs are being broadcast in HD.
So just because the show says broadcast in HD, they thought they were already getting it in HD.
Wow.
And I bet they're not even using an S-Video cable to plug their DVD player into it.
No, they're probably using coax.
No, because DVD players don't have coax. So they're probably just using the red, white, yellow cable.
My HD has coax.
No, the DVD players don't.
Oh. Yeah, they're probably using that. So I thought that was a funny article. We're going to put the address in the show notes.
Pretty funny to me.
Well, do you have a... You don't have an HDTV, do you, K-Dog?
Yes, I do. 30-inch widescreen, Sony.
Do you actually watch any content in HD?
Nope.
Do you think you are?
My Xbox.
Do you think you are?
I got my Xbox hooked up to it, and
do you have the
component cables for that. I've got the component cables for PS2.
Do you have them for the GameCube?
No, because they're only made by Nintendo and very limited run.
I own that.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
I remember you told
me. You guys all bowed down before
me. A lot
me.
Of times.
And my mighty component video cable.
How about no?
Okay,
let's go on to rants.
Okay. Why does it sound like I'm talking all the time?
All right. My rant is King Kong came out, and they had a midnight showing, like, last Tuesday at midnight, obviously.
Oh, really? I would have never guessed. You know, midnight? Really? Wow.
Goes begged and begged me to go watch it with him. I said, why don't we just wait till the next night, and we could watch it at, like, 7 p.m. or any other night.
I didn't beg.
I don't know, you're kind of a beggar.
I go and watch this 3-hour movie at midnight when I have to get up and go to work the next day.
Be a man.
It sucked. I made it to work, though. I didn't call in.
The movie didn't suck.
Getting up in the morning sucked.
Yeah.
And I kind of fell asleep during the part where the ape is skating around on the ice.
Skating around with Tony Hawk?
Drinking Coke with the polar bears.
Okay,
that's my rant.
My rant is all these crappy movie tie-ins with movies. Just surfing around tonight, you can get a King Kong credit card. Now, what's that going to look like in 2-3 years when you're whipping out your King Kong credit card at Walmart to buy something?
Because it's big on savings.
That's a good sales pitch.
And then the BK, if you go to BK's website, they have wallpaper. One of them is just this big picture of Jack Black.
Jack Black rocks.
And
he does, in fact, rock.
But I don't want that. I'd rather have some better pictures of Naomi Watts for my background.
She is hot. Man. She's like the smoking. Next Nicole Kidman.
I could have dated her in high school, too. She's my age.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you couldn't have dated her any time.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
And Miss Watts,
you have any,
Miss Watts,
rants?
If you're listening, you can give me a call.
If you're listening out there, Naomi, give us a call. 206-222-BITS.
She hasn't hit rock bottom yet.
I give her another month.
Okay, you guys got any rants?
K-Dog.
I don't have any rants. I got a rant. How come I can't play all these new PSP games with the 1.5 firmware? I want the best of both worlds.
Are you gay? Oh.
They don't
wow.
want you to.
Okay, yeah. I hate URC.
Okay, let's move on to commentary.
See, you said you wanted the best of both worlds, so I took that in a different context and made it seem like you liked both men and women.
Okay.
That's where the joke was.
I didn't know there was a joke.
Okay. Hot mic, hot mic. The first link I put in there, RC was making fun of me, but I think the song's hilarious. There's a video on YouTube. We'll have the link. It's the World of Warcraft character singing the song from the musical Avenue Q called The Internet is for Porn.
That's an actual musical?
Yeah.
No way.
It's got, like, Muppets in it.
And they're singing about porn?
Yeah. It's an awesome song. So, you'll have to get... We'll have the link in the show notes. You'll have to go check it out.
It's crap. It's utter crap. It pretty much sucks.
No, it's not. It's good. It's good stuff.
You keep telling yourself that, Ghost.
Okay, now it's time for...
The Pointless Debate of the Week! The Pointless Debate of the Week!
I never get that up loud enough.
And we... okay. This week's Pointless Debate of the Week...
Yeah, up, huh? Had to.
This week's Pointless Debate of the Week comes from John Dean, who
related
wants us
to
debate. He wants us to debate slippers versus socks. And Ghost has already chosen ahead of time to go with
slippers.
And now a referee. In,
and K-Dog will actually debate slipper socks.
Or the socks with the individual toes.
Also known as sleeper socks.
Ooh.
Now, I picked slippers because I've already got some Homer Simpson slippers, some Beavis and Butthead slippers. I've got a pair of slippers that are almost like shoes, and I've actually wore them outside because I forget to take them off.
Have you ever worn them outside in the snow?
Yeah.
Really?
Have you ever wore them to a social gathering?
No, I haven't done that.
Would you wear them in a box? Would you wear them with socks? Do you like green slippers in hand? Do you like them?
But my slippers rule, especially the Beavis and Butthead ones and the Homer Simpson ones. And that's why they are better.
See, I like socks because if you need to leave the house, you're already set. You have socks on.
You don't have to wear socks outside. You can wear sandals.
Not in the winter.
Well, you didn't specify.
Do you wear slippers in the summer?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Why? Your
feet
would be too warm.
Yeah, my feet get too hot and sweaty.
Maybe that's a personal problem, you guys.
So that is why socks are better.
Okay, you win.
What?
I don't remember what you said, but...
How does he win? Mine was a lot better.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Actually, I think slipper socks are the best. Because they have all the comfort of socks, but they have that extra traction on the bottom.
But do you wear them as socks, or do you wear socks inside of them?
No, I don't wear socks inside of them.
Well, then they get all... Then you have to wash them a lot.
Well, you had to wash regular socks, too. You don't wash your slippers?
No, I don't wash my slippers.
You just talked about your sweaty feet.
They're in socks, though, so I can wash the socks. But slipper socks, my feet get too hot in. Because I'm wearing socks underneath them.
And clear.
I think that was another successful...
Oh, crap.
Swing and a miss.
The Pointless Debate of the Week.
I was getting all ready to do the review sound effect.
Why don't you do the review sound effect now? Has that Naomi Watts been in anything else?
I don't know. But...
My pants. Oh!
You got a point.
He's got a point. She was in his pants?
No, he won 1 point for that. He earned 1 K-Dog point for that comment.
All right.
So you going to do your review first?
King Kong was a good movie. And since it was 3 hours long, I decided to compare it to other 3 hour long movies. King Kong was basically a good Titanic.
Oh,
King Kong was like
Titanic.
A great version of Lord of the Rings. If you have to sit in the theater for 3 hours, it better be watching King Kong. And now, it's got dinosaurs in it, so.
Now, another good 3 hour movie, though, is The Great Escape.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Didn't it come out in like the 70s?
Oh, I think 60s. Oh, it's an awesome movie. King Kong, here's my review of it. King Kong is great. I do not usually say a movie's good or not, unless it's really, really good. And King Kong is. I give it 6.25 out of 6.5 stars. And the only reason it doesn't get 6.5 out of 6.5 is because it's too long.
And they showed Naomi Watts getting ready to cry over Kong 100 times.
You know in Lord of the Rings where Peter Jackson is the director? And in Lord of the Rings, he really focused on showing that ring in Frodo's hand all the time. Well, in King Kong, he decides to have close-ups of Naomi Watts in this almost crying mode like a million times throughout the movie.
Yeah, I thought the entire movie was in order to support domestic violence. Because here you have King Kong slapping Naomi around the whole time, and yet she still loves him.
Oh, speaking about being...
And even if he goes on a murderous rampage through the city, it doesn't matter to her. She's going to keep coming back.
Slapped around, everybody that... went to the island, should have died like 3 or 4 times. And Naomi Watts should have died like 10 times before they got back to the boat.
You guys are giving away a lot of spoilers here.
If you don't know what happens in King Kong, this is all in the previews. They're on a boat, they're on an island.
Haven't you seen Penny Arcade? Where he's like, the movie's over 40 years old.
I try 72 years old.
I couldn't remember the exact number. So read the Penny Arcade comic. It's funnier.
RC also has an article up on rightfullyso.com on his review.
Yeah.
Which is a lot better than what we've just said. And yeah. A couple of the comments, I swear the one guy thinks it's a real review.
I read that guy's website, though, and it seems like he's got stuff that I don't understand, so I assumed it was smart.
He's talking about girls and stuff.
No. Totally opposite end of the spectrum.
Oh, man. Naomi Watts was in Babe, Pig in the City.
I'm gonna go run.
Oh, she was
now.
A voice.
Oh. So she wasn't,
what else would she be?
She wasn't topless.
Babe, Pig in the City. Weren't there people in that, too, though?
Did you say she wasn't topless?
Exactly.
She's not one of the topless farm... Time for your feeding.
Hey, I would go see kids' movies a lot more if there was just some frontal nudity.
Good to know.
Something for everyone. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, anything else about that one?
I guess we should talk about Serenity. I thought we gave our review of it, like, when it came out, but...
Right.
Maybe we didn't.
No, because remember, I didn't see it for several weeks.
Yeah.
But then we did talk about it. Serenity wasn't as good as I thought. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't as good as the show, but it was better than not existing at all.
Yes. I concur with that statement. their whole
like, I'm glad that it exists. I'm glad it exists, but it wasn't as good as the TV show.
And it comes out on the 20th. I didn't understand. I mean, the big secret, I didn't think was that big of a secret.
That shocked me, though.
No, because I kind of figured it out, and I don't want to give it away. So I'll tell you why I sort of figured it out later.
It totally caught me off guard.
But the disappointing thing was they didn't explain the guys with the blue hands at all.
Yeah.
They weren't even in it.
I know.
Oh, speaking of King Kong, we forgot to talk about the previews.
Oh, there were some excellent previews.
Now, X-Men 3, if I do not see a Danger Room in X-Men 3, somebody's going to get a nasty written letter.
To throw in the trash.
Damn it. I've watched two movies and no Danger Room. They need to have it in the third one.
But there's Beast.
And that's
and
okay.
It's Kelsey Grammer.
And apparently in this one, Magneto wants to wipe humans off the face of the earth or something again.
No, they talk about the cure, which is in the comics, where someone came up with a cure for mutants.
The cure of the band?
Oh, see, I took that as the cure is to kill all the humans, and then the mutants are normal.
No.
I took it as the cure was going to have a rock concert for the villains, but the X-Men wanted to play in their town.
Anyway, the in the comics they talk about like a cure for mutants, but then there's like a whole moral dilemma of like the X-Men don't feel like it's a acceptees and that they should just be accepted. Yeah, so that's the whole angle.
It's Da Vinci Code preview. Oh, the Da Vinci Code, which I got nothing out of that preview. Tom Hanks walks around looking half scared, half ticked off most of the time. And apparently he's the son of a con man.
Was the son of a preacher's man.
So I didn't understand the Da Vinci Code preview at all.
I heard you have to read Angels and Demons first and then read the Da Vinci Code. So I've got to tell May to do that.
Yeah, apparently Leonardo Da Vinci is going
to... I always get those two mixed up, too.
Da Vinci's going to rise from the grave and kill everybody off or something. I don't know.
He is?
And the picture
what
of...
What preview did you get out here?
And the painting of the Mona Lisa has something to do with bringing him back. I don't know.
I've not seen a single zombie in that preview.
The zombie was implied.
How do you imply a zombie?
The metaphor for our lives.
What was the other previews?
Miami Vice, which looks horrible.
Yeah, that. Jamie Foxx, what are you doing? You get an Academy Award, and then you go to be in Stealth, and then you're on like every single rap song on the radio as Ray Charles, and now you're in this movie that just doesn't look that good.
Oh, it looks crappy.
Colin Farrell needs a haircut to play Crockett.
Davey
that
Crockett?
One preview looked good with the guy that was in the crappy movie with Jennifer Aniston.
That doesn't narrow
trying
out.
To rob a bank.
He was also in City.
Oh, yeah.
Clive Owen. Yeah, that movie looked pretty good. Which I think consisted of Clive Owen robbing a bank, Denzel Washington trying to figure out why he did it, while Jodie Foster's yelling at Denzel throughout the whole movie.
Basically, yes.
Sin City, isn't that the one where Bruce Willis walks around shoeless, killing people?
He's not shoeless.
Oh. Well, he was Die Hard.
Sin City is a good movie, though.
I heard on the Sin City DVD, you can watch the entire movie with just the actors in front of a green screen.
Yeah, that's the
and
first
it all
I would
be
watch.
In color. Everything's in color.
Yeah. Speaking of Die Hard, that's one of the best Christmas movies ever.
Die Hard is awesome. And he didn't need shoes. Socks either. He didn't wear socks either. Getting back to our sock debate.
Oh, way to bring it all home.
Okay.
I think that's about it for this week.
Let's move into closing remarks.
Okay, we're there.
For our listeners who are into classic video games, RC and I are looking at starting up a retro video game computer podcast. keep on a lookout at GTIA.com, and it'll be up there. We'll announce it here, but that podcast might go up before we announce it here. So, if you want,
yeah, the reason is like there's no podcasts out there that we could find that were devoted to just classic gaming, like Atari, Nintendo.
I found one about, but it does more the classic computers.
So that podcast is going to be more news oriented, not as much rambling.
If you don't like our rambling, call in and tell us. If you do like it, call in and tell us.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening. Comments and MP3s can be sent to bitsmack@gmail.com, or you can leave us a message in voicemail at 206-222-BITS. This is Goes.
This is K-Dog.
And this is RC. Stay tuned next week for a much better episode.
And this is
This is where we put in the Easter eggs.
Hey, yeah. Hey, check this out.
What?
Listen.
It's Christmas Eve in LA, California. Santa coming home. Santa coming
home. Is that Die Hard?
Yeah.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
That's the best.
Did you just put that in because we were talking about it?
Are you listening, K-Dog?
Hey.
A little bit.
K-Dog.
A little bit. Didn't one of the trailers that went, John McClane was having a bad day?
That was from Friends.
Didn't they center in the movie?
That was
center in the movie?
That was on that Friends episode.
I know it was on
the
Friends episode also.
But if we watch it twice, it's Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2 has so many problems. I just can't stand to watch it.
Oh, I like it. I like all three.
Oh, Die Hard 2 blows.
Die Hard coming
airplane.
To you.
For those people out there, when you go watch Die Hard, look at the phones when they're supposedly in a Washington, D.C. airport, they all say Pacific Bell. That's because they did the...
That's your problem with the movie?
No, there's other problems. That even if all the air traffic controllers went down in Washington, D.C., there are several major airports that they could divert all those planes to. And they could tell
that's
them.
That's true.
I mean...
How do you know they could do that back then when this movie was made?
Back then, it wasn't 1960s.
It was 1988.
They have radios.
Radios? That's so old.
But I like when they throw the grenades in the airplane and he has to use the ejector seat to get out. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they could use their plane phones. I mean, that... They could call out with the plane phone, so they couldn't give more information. Anyway, it's a terrible movie.
Oh, what?
Awesome. It's awesome.
Die Hard is a terrible movie?
Die Hard 2.
Oh, okay.
It's not terrible. It's awesome.
Die Hard!
Okay, let's end this Easter egg.
Yeah, that Easter egg blew.
Yeah, no. You're still listening. Congratulations.
Just turn it off. You don't have to have a closing remarks for the Easter egg.
Okay. Goodbye.
If you listen to this, you have less of a life than us.